interesting. And Gemara says that Rabba Abai says, "Call me the Demar, my uncle." Rabba always followed Rav, except for three things where he followed Shmuel. So one of the three was Matirim mi beged le beged. You're not allowed to take up tzitzis from a beged to be mevatel et mitzvos, but if you don't have enough tzitzis for all the bgadim, so you're permitted to take up tzitzis from the beged that you don't plan to wear and put it onto the beged which you do plan to wear. Even though tzitzis is not a tashmish and kedusha, you can't say you morid the kedusha. Tzitzis doesn't have any kedusha. It's tashmish and mitzvah. But still, you're not allowed to be mevatel et mitzvos. The same thing, let's say you're going to take off a mezuzah from a door. So the mezuzah has a status of, even when you take it off, it has the status of tashmish and kedusha. But while it's hanging on the door, then it's excited, the mezuzah is thrilled, it's fulfilling a mitzvah. It's involved in Avodas Hashem. When you take off the mezuzah from the door, it's no longer being no longer serving as a kima mitzvah. So the Gemara has the same din. You're not allowed to take off a mezuzah from a door, because you mevatlet him mitzvah, unless you're going to take it off and put it on another door, like matir mi beged le beged. You take off the tzitzis, you're not allowed to take off tzitzis from a beged. But if you're going to take it off al menas to put it onto another beged, then it's mutter. So to take off a mezuzah from one door al das to put it on another door, that is permissible. But if I'm moving out of an apartment and I'm going to move to new apartments, so strictly speaking, it's mutter to take off the mezuzahs of the old apartment, put them on a new apartment. That's like matir mi beged le beged. But the Gemara says in the end of Bab Mitzia that since the mezuzah is supposed to give protection to the person who lives in the home, so the guy who's going to, the new tenant who's going to live in, I'm moving out of the apartment, so the new tenant who's going to move in may be left without any protection. So that's not right. You shouldn't be responsible for anything happening to him. If he's going to be left without a mezuzah, he'll be left without protection. So that's why we have the practice based on that Gemara in the end of Bab Mitzia. Even though matirim mi beged le beged, matirim midelas ledelas, you strictly speaking should be allowed to, but you shouldn't leave the old home where a new tenant is going to move in unprotected without a mezuzah. Unless you don't know who the new tenant is going to be. They may rent the apartment to a non-Jew. The non-Jew may come and is going to throw these mezuzahs in the garbage. So that you're not allowed to leave a mezuzah in a mock machine and mishtam. Then you have to take off the mezuzah if they're going to paint. You have paint on top of the mezuzah. Sometimes the paint goes into the container and it ruins the cloth. Sometimes it ruins the whole cloth. So the more correct practice is, if I know they're going to paint before the new tenant moves in, I should take down the mezuzah. I should take it down and not leave it there. They shouldn't destroy the mezuzah. So that's the one issue. When the matir mebeged lebeged, so we pass on like Shmuel, mutter. Manikim in ner lener, that's a din in Hilchas Chanukah. You're not allowed to get Hanoah from the Ner Chanukah. I'm not allowed to light my cigarette. I'm not allowed to light a candle to see from the Ner Chanukah. What if I want to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah? So if it's, let's say, we do Mahadrin, we have Moisev HaHoylech. So once I have the first candle lit, that's the Ikar Mitzvah. Now I want to light the second candle from the first candle. So the second candle is only a Mahadrin. The first candle is the Ikar Mitzvah. Second candle is only behind, so that's not proper to be madlik min ner l'ner. But it means one person lit up one menorah, let's say he only lit one candle. The next guy has to light his own menorah, he's going to light one candle. So I want to light my one candle from his one candle. So my one candle is going to be on the same level as his one candle. It's not going to be a madrig alone. So that's what we pass from Shmuel, that madlik min ner l'ner. That's not called also the shtamish le'orna. Also the shtamish le'orna Chanukah, you're not allowed to use it for other purposes, to read a secular book, or to light a cigarette, or to light a candle that you're going to use for reading purposes. But to light from one Chanukah, to light another Chanukah, so that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabba follows Shmuel, lahokel. Madlikim in ne'er. And the third din that he follows Shmuel, lahokel, is halachic Reb Shimon b'greira. Greira is the original machloikas of a dovah sheini miskaven, or the osara mutam. A person wants to move some furniture on the floor, and there's no tiles on the floor. So he may or may not cause a charitz. If the furniture is so heavy, and it just rained, and the earth is so soft, and it's a badois, and it's going to make a charitz, then it's a psikresha, then it's going to do a charitz. If you make a charitz, that's a malocha, depending where the charitz is. If it's basada, then it's a malocha of choresh. And if it's a babai, then it's a malacha bona. That's the Gemara. So if it's a psikresha, the furniture is heavy and the earth is very soft because it just rained, then you have to pick up the furniture and put it down. You're not allowed to schlep it on the ground. Go to Rada, meet the kiss of the sapsol, it's going to be a psikrish. But if it didn't rain, and it's not so heavy, and it's not so clear, it's not so obvious, it's not a dead giveaway that is going to make a charitz, it may or may not make a charitz. He's doing a pula hamuteris, namely moving furniture, which may or may not result in a pula hasura, namely making the charitz. That's the machlokes of Shimon or Reb Yudah. So we pass like Reb Shimon. Allah like Reb Shimon that dovish ain't a miskavin is mutter. Ubelvat provided shle is kavin las has charitz. He shouldn't be interested. He wants to make a charitz, then you're not allowed to. Taisa says that it could well be Allah like Reb Shimon begreiris. So Taisa writes the last line in that Taisa. It could be that there are Amoroim who disagree with Reb Shimon's psak, who would say he's not allowed to be guard meet the keys of this afsal. But not because Dabba Shainim is common as us. It could be that they hold that this is called Korav Lipsikration, Dummy Lipsikration. Let's say 95% of the time, by moving the furniture, you're going to make a Charitz. So strictly speaking, 95%, 98% is not a Psikration. Psikration means that it's a Vadois. But the Taisus in a few places came up and they coined a new expression, Korav Lipsikration, Dummy Lipsikration. If it's so close to 100%, 95%, so with the Rabbanim, we should treat it like a psikration. The Ramban is unhappy. The Ramban of Machamas and Shabbos is unhappy about this. He says that they came up, he said they invented a new concept, Korv Lipsikration. Either it's a Vado, it's 100%, or it's not. So that's what the Gemara says. These are the three cases where Rabba Paskins like Shmuel, Lahokel. Then the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with the whole institution of Shinim Opim Sarach Levarach. We say if you start drinking a cup of tea over here and you didn't have a mind to continue eating in a different room, and then in the middle you switch, you got to say a new bracha. Shinim Bakim Tzorach Levarach. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with the whole thing. And the Gemara says we don't accept Rabbi Yechanan. Meisvei, on the top line of Kufal Hamveis. Shinim Bakim Tzorach Levarach. The Gemara says, Tiyufta the Rabbi Yechanan. Tiyufta, right? It's against all the Tanaim. Everybody subscribes to that din. Shinim Bakim is a new Achila. A new Achila, you have to say a new bracha. We said a few times, what is the mokar of this institution? The shini mokam, if I start eating here and I continue eating in another room, that's considered a new achila, and every new achila needs a new bracha shalafanel. So we suggest that maybe it's based, called the tikkun rabbana came there, I said tikkun, maybe it's patterned after the din deraisa by korban Petzach. The Mishnah says, if you started eating, let's say 20 people arranged that they were going to eat from the same korban Petzach. But 20 people is a big crowd, so there's too much. So they're going to divide it in half. 10 people are going to eat in this home, and 10 people are going to eat down the block in a different house. So that's we paskin the machlok satanai. We paskin ha pesach nechal b'shnei mekaymis. You can divide it in half. Ein ha oichal oichal b'shnei mekaymis. If I start, I'm one of them in munim. I started to eat with this chavura in this house. Then I don't like these guys. They're cracking jokes. I'd rather sit and eat with the others or tamid chachamim. They're going to talk and learn. So the Gemara says farfam. Once you ate a kazayis of carbon pesach here, ain't ha'oichal oichal b'shnei mekaymis. If you didn't begin to eat yet, so eat your carbon pesach over there. You can eat over there. Just because you originally made up to eat here, that's not a problem. But if you already start to eat a kazayis, then you're not allowed to have a shinim up. So that's why we suggested. Maybe the din is that we only allow each person to have one achila from the carbon pesach. One achila doesn't mean one kazayis. If you want, you can have many kazayis. But to eat a little bit here and a little bit in a different makom, that's already called shtei achilas. So maybe called the tikkun rabbanan came there. I said tikkun pattern after this on the level of the raisa. There's a din here. Of shinei makom is called the new achila vis-a-vis korban pesach. So pattern after that din the raisa, and they made a din the rabbanan. When you have a shinei makom, you have to have a new bracha. Shalos, what if a person is sucking on a sucking candy, and he's walking from one place to the other, to the other, to the other? So I thought Rav Moshe was right. Rav Moshe says, if he continues to eat, how can he say it's a new achila? If he ate a little candy here, and he walks away and he wants to continue eating some more there. If he ate a little here, he walks away and he comes back and he wants to continue. So he stopped eating in between. But if the whole time he's nibbling as he walks along, so that's not called shinimok. I thought Rav Moshe was right. So they have, they keep on printing more stories about the Chazon Ish. So they print that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said he remembers as a child that he was sucking on a candy and he was about to walk out of the room, and his uncle the Chazon Ish said, he walked out of the room, you got to say another bracha, even though he was sucking on the candy the whole time. I thought Rav Moshe's position made more sense. It's a hemshech, one big achil. Okay, maybe we'll stop here.